La cocina means the kitchen in Spanish. It's also the name of a business incubator in San Francisco, a nonprofit for local food entrepreneurs, many of whom are low-income immigrant women. Their stories and recipes are now featured in a new cookbook. Here is NPR's Mandalit del Barco.
The farmers market outside San Francisco's Ferry Building is bustling on Saturdays. At one stand, Mariko Grady offers samples of her homemade miso soup.
And you want to taste my fermented product?
Sure.
She explains that her soups are made with tofu, marinated miso, and fermented rice and barley koji.
Everything easy digest and then create umami.
Delicious too.
Thank you.
Grady brought the original koji seeds from Japan, where she had a 30-year career as a singer and dancer with a prestigious modern theatrical dance group she founded. After she married, she moved to San Francisco, often returning to Tokyo to rehearse, until her company disbanded in 2011, after a huge earthquake and tsunami hit Japan and led to the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Very difficult to get enough money from government, and then every member want to reset their life.
She reset her life too, creating her own business with the help of La Cocina's food entrepreneur program. But as she works, she still sings. A few stalls away is another immigrant dancer turned chef, Aysan Haas. She and her husband, Mehdi Parnia, hold their three-month-old daughter, Selma, as they sell their homemade kukus, Iranian-style frittatas packed with fresh herbs and vegetables. They're served with pickles, tomatoes, sauces, and dips. 3 years ago, with the help of La Cocina, they launched their own business, Oina Natural Foods. Oina is a verb meaning to dance.
Situation in Iran, it's very complicated.
In post-revolutionary Iran, authorities can prosecute people for dancing they deem indecent or immoral. So from the age of 12, Haas had to dance in private studios. Parnia had to listen to his favorite band Metallica in secret. They fell in love as teenagers in Tehran and moved briefly to London so she could study dance freely. Back in Tehran, Mehdi built a studio for his wife's underground dance school.
I started with one student. After a month, I had 100 students. So getting popular like that in a short time, it was not safe for me at that time.
Haas says she was once interrogated about a TV interview she did outside the country.
Yeah, I was in trouble, and that became one of the reasons that I just started thinking I have to just stop this because it can go worse.
7 years ago, they left their family and friends behind for a new life in California. While they grow their food business, Haas continues to perform what she calls Iranian contemporary dance. These are just two of the stories featured in La Cocina's new cookbook. Since 2005, the nonprofit group has offered up-and-coming chefs financial and technical advice and space at their subsidized commercial kitchen in the Mission District. Executive Director Caleb Ziga says as many as 8 businesses can work in the kitchen space at any one time, prepping for a farmer's market, corporate catering gigs or weddings, or making and packaging food products.
It's just an incredible and exciting range of techniques, flavors, perspectives, age, language, and that's a really beautiful thing. But I think we would be doing a disservice to the reality of the space if we also didn't talk about how tense that can be to have that many different people from different places in the world come together, certainly with a shared purpose.
On this day, the kitchen is calm. Lamise Dabour, a single mother who survived a violent marriage, prepares a Ramadan feast.
This is yummy traditional Palestinian dish called makluba.
Rosa Martinez, who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border more than once, cooks up specialties from her native Oaxaca.
This is my dream, to bring the people to eat the food that I make with love.
And native San Franciscan Shawnee Jones, who has roots in Jamaica and New Orleans, hand folds her Jamaican patties, savory pastries filled with beef, chicken, or veggies. Jones and her Ethiopian husband now run a small kiosk for their business, Peaches Patties.
That's the ultimate goal, to be like the patty kingpin of the West Coast.
Many of La Cocina's alumni now have their own restaurants, and two of them were even semi-finalists for the prestigious James Beard Award. The organization hosts onstage storytelling events with their chefs, and La Cocina plans to open a marketplace in the city's Tenderloin district. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, San Francisco.